we have a quick-moving system that's going to be coming in, and some of the snowfall will be starting just after the morning rush hour, so we should be good for the morning rush. But we'll probably see a quick burst of snow that's probably lining up just north of Grand Rapids and Lansing. Lighter snows for the Lansing area or immediate Lansing area and surrounding locations. Then we get into a little bit of a lull during the afternoon where we may not even see any snow at all, but then we have a front that's moving through later on during the day where we'll see another quick round of snow that moves through, generally about 1 to 3 inches. That one's going to be more concerning for the evening commute, so probably some slick travel at that time.
And how will temperatures be today, Monday?
We're looking at highs probably topping out right around freezing, so that's another issue that we were looking at. Some of the roads may appear wet at times, but you could see some icy spots here and there, so that's something that we want people to key in on. Just because things look like it's wet, temperatures may hover right around freezing, and you could see some slick spots redevelop during the evening as temperatures drop back down into the 20s. When that colder air starts to usher in through the evening.
And then how about Monday night into Tuesday? How's that?
We get in behind the system and we see much colder air that's sinking into the area. We'll be dropping down through the low to mid-20s, probably bottoming out right around 22, 23 degrees for Lansing and the surrounding areas. And then we kind of we stay there for quite some time and go through Tuesday with temperatures staying rather steady with highs relatively cold for this time of the year with highs in the lower 20s.
And then how is the rest of the week looking?
Pretty cold through midweek as we remain entrenched in the colder air mass through Wednesday and Thursday. We'll continue to see highs in the 20s on Wednesday. Thursday, we warm up a couple degrees, mid-20s, and then end of the week, we gradually warm back up into the 30s by Friday and Saturday.
Well, thank you, Jared Maples, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids.